You're sitting right across from me, right? Not 10 feet away, right? And look, I'm trying to control myself, right? I mean, really trying to control myself, trying to restrain myself from crushing the last iota of restraint I have. I mean, sharding and shredding it, the last iota of restraint before I just once and finally for all, just once and finally for all, your fat, white, stupid underbelly, right? And stuff something really real inside. Something really real, like where your guts are supposed to be, like where your should be, right? Something really, really real. Something that you haven't even thought about. Like me and you getting down to the nitty, nitty, nitty gritty. Like me and you ripping up every flimsy excuse you ever, never had for not doing all the things you never do instead of watching some stupid television show.
Yeah. We're rather in the position of a sort of drowsing animal drugged by some powerful narcotic agent who needs electric shocks to keep it awake. And the electric shocks are provided by violence today, by violent imagery of one sort or another, whether it's plane crashes or train crashes, hijacks or just, you know, car crashes from our locals. City streets.
Thank you. Thank you. potter and untake the blame for being a nervous, gibbering wreck. So go on, be a careless fucking onlooker so you can sit and not think about pain. I know about gasping attacks and mirror blood. I know about shitbags and shame. I know a fuckload more than you realize. A fucking lot more than you think. I know where you can take a kiss, but not a bone count hug. I know you bite your fat banana fingernail. And I know why you need to shave. I know you're a slow, fussy, pathetic eater. And I know you don't sleep much.
But I'll still tell you, it's helping. And I'll still tell you, you're doing the right thing.
Imagine the difference between their body and yours. degrading people is a fucking degrading thing to do to them. And one day that you'll understand that. One day that you'll understand that. Cut hands as a solution. We'll feed you to every hungry bird. We'll feed you to every starving animal. And we'll let them eat fat till they're full. And we'll let them drink blood till they're drunk. And I tell you, it's helping. Well, I tell you, you're doing the right thing!
The word supermasochist kept going through my head and going through my head. And I started humming this little ditty. Started humming the tune to Supercalifragilistic. So I wrote this song. And I know the Disney people, if anybody, any Disney people are here, they will probably tell me to cease and desist. And believe me, I will. But not yet. In my own time. Supermasochistic, bobocystic fibrosis. He should have died when he was young, but he was too precocious. How much longer he will live is anyone's prognosis. Supermasochistic, bobocystic fibrosis. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. When he was born, the doctor said he had this bad disease. It gave him awful stomach aches and made him cough and wheeze. Any normal person would have buckled from the pain. But Super Bob got twisted, now he's into whips and chains. I'm gonna die. And you get the idea of that before I kill myself. I'm gonna die. 40 years have come and gone and Bob is still around. He's tied up by his ankles and he's hanging upside down. A lifetime of infection and his lungs all filled with phlegm. The CF would have killed him if it weren't for S&M. Oh, supermasochistic, bobocystic fibrosis. Supermasochistic, bobocystic fibrosis. Supermasochistic, bobocystic fibrosis. Supermasochistic, bobocystic fibrosis. Thank you.
Oh, mommy, mommy, mommy.
Mommy loves you.
Baby wants to fuck. Get ready to fuck! You fuckers, fucker! You fucker! Don't you fucking look at me! It's blue velvet.
We'll be right back. Ha ha ha!